This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you were fat, would you wear your shirt at the pool?
What's that?
If you were fat, would you wear your shirt at the
pool?
Yeah,
I would cannonball and get all the chicks wet.
It's Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. 7 catches, 123 yards, a touchdown week one against the Texans. He's owned the Texans, to say the very least, in his career. Not only does he dominate in the pass game, he dominates in the run game. There's a reason he has 3 Super Bowl rings and is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer and regarded as the best tight end of all time, which is why, John Lopez, I think Rob Gronkowski, who's going to make his decision on his future in the coming weeks, according to his agent Drew Rosenhaus, retiring, would be a victory for the Houston Texans early in the offseason. But I know the OG, John Lopez, disagrees.
Yeah, it would be a victory, but it would be very short-lived. This is the epitome of be careful what you wish for. Yes, I wish Gronk would just go away. You know, he's killed the Texans. He's one of those guys that just gets it done against the Texans, makes the big plays, etc. Be careful now. Because do you honestly think that if Rob Gronkowski, you know, retires, that the Patriots and Bill Belichick are just going to kind of rub their hands together and go, well, it was a good run. You know, it was a good run. We did our best. I guess we're going to move on to mediocrity now.
Have a good one, fellas.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you down there with the Jets and the Dolphins, you know, in the standings. No. If Gronk retires and he's at the end of his career, the Patriots would be incredibly more likely to sign and to acquire Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham Jr. And I think it's going to be Odell Beckham Jr. for money reasons and a lot of other reasons. They've already made a run at OBJ. They did it last year, according to Chris Sims, almost acquired him. So already, even though the Giants got cold feet there, they wouldn't get cold feet if they saw what the Patriots could now offer him, and they're going to trade him as well. Patriots have done this before. Randy Moss, all right. They've already made that run at him, and financially, it would make a lot more sense for the Giants and the in terms of the trade, it would make a lot more sense for the Giants as well because they have so much more to offer. The Patriots have. Let's see, make sure. 3, 6, 7 picks in the first 100. No, 6 picks in the first 100 picks overall of the draft. Now they've got a first, 2 seconds, 3 thirds, a fourth, a fifth, and 4 seventh. Now, not all of those are you can trade because some are compensatory picks, but they can trade all kinds of premium draft picks to the Giants for Odell Beckham Jr. Also, financially, as I just mentioned, right now, it wouldn't be a good time to trade for Odell Beckham Jr. The cap hit would be, I think, $16 million cap hit for the Giants. But after June 1st, if they make that deal, they save $12 million in dead money, the Giants do. It's scary to think you could see the Patriots with all those weapons they have and obviously Tom Brady and Edelman and then Odell Beckham Jr. on the other side. Be careful, man. Be careful what you wish for. Here.
I'd be willing to roll the dice on it. And the reason I'd be willing to roll the dice on it is because at age 42, I think the security blanket that Rob Gronkowski has been for Tom Brady for a long, long time is something that he's probably gotten used to. And he's used to seeing Gronk out there. He's used to going to him when it matters most. We saw it in the Super Bowl this year when the offense was struggling, throws it down to the 5-yard line. And next thing you know, the Patriots seal the deal with the touchdown. I think that asking Tom Brady at age 42 to adjust and get on the same page with an Odell Beckham Jr. or an Antonio Brown, that stuff often takes time. I would be willing to roll the dice and see that happen instead of Gronkowski.
He did it with Randy Moss.
A long time ago, though.
In 1 year.
It's a long time ago.
And it's not a matter of him adjusting to him. It's just them adjusting to Tom Brady. And as far as like offensively, they can get a blocking tight end. I mean, they got Steven Anderson,
but he's more than a blocking tight end. Come on, man.
No, he's not a blocker either. But I'm saying when you have that outside weapon, you all of a sudden he becomes your security blanket. At his best, where does Odell Beckham Jr. rank among receivers?
Top five,
top three,
top five at worst.
Yeah,
I mean it's a debate. It's a debate, but top five. I mean, Nuke Hopkins, Antonio Brown, and then you can throw Odell in there if
that's
you like.
Generally the conversation, right? So at minimum, he's a top three wide receiver. They already have, I mean, Chris Hogan, Julian Edelman. They got the guys in the backfield coming out of the backfield. It's scary, and it's even scarier that, you know, the equity that the Patriots have to make that deal for OBJ. Draft picks are huge. You don't think the Giants with Saquon and a young quarterback and all that thing, you don't think they want a first and a fourth or a first, a third, whatever it is? They would jump all over that.
And there's tight ends in this draft too as well. Noah Fant out of Iowa is someone that everyone keeps talking about, that if he is there at the end of the first round, I've seen him go as high as top 10 in the mock drafts. Mm-hmm. If he's there at the end of round one and we see the Patriots roll the dice and bring him in, maybe then that they'll be more than willing to trade draft picks. Mm-hmm. But I'm more than willing to have this. I'm rooting for Rob Gronkowski to retire. If Tom Brady has to get on the same page, if Tom Brady, who we've seen the videos of Tom Brady during the offseason and just how much it goes into it. You see him and Edelman working out all the time in his cabin and all that, and Tom versus time. You think Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham are going to do that?
Odell, but actually both of them probably would, but I know Odell would. We've talked with multiple people that, you know, say what you will, he's got issues, got personality quirks, but work is not one of the problems with Odell Beckham. It never has been.
Man, him in a Patriots uniform just kind of does make me a little bit sick. I don't know. The other thing about, you know, Gronkowski that he does have is he does have some injury concerns, and that's why we're even talking about him retiring in the first place. So maybe Gronk comes back and he looks like a shell of himself. Mm-hmm. I say that, but I thought that last year, and then all of a sudden the playoffs come around, he's ready to roll.
Right. Yeah, he dialed it up big time. The other part of it is Odell Beckham Jr. I mean,
by the way, I meant T.J. Hawkerson, not Noah Fant in the draft. I mixed up my Iowa tight ends.
Oh, okay. Just even at his age, I mean, Odell Beckham is not that old either. I mean, he would be healthier for sure than Gronkowski, and he would just be an immediate upgrade, you know, for the Patriots.
Hawkinson last year at Iowa, 49 catches, 6 touchdowns.
That's pretty good.
You remember when Gronk and Aaron Hernandez were sharing that that tight end position in New England?
That was scary. In more than one way. In more than one way, it was scary.
I would. By the way, I appreciate you. Have you read the Aaron Hernandez book?
I have not.
I got a copy of the Pastorini book today.
You sure
to you,
did.
Man, I appreciate you.
I autographed it for you.
Yeah, you came right in and autographed it without me even asking. Thank you very much.
Here you go, son.
What's your name? Who do you want me to make it out to?
Yeah, thanks for reading.
713-572-4610.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, too.
Yeah. Man, Odell Beckham's 26. 26.
I just don't see the Giants trading him.
They're going to trade him. That's the big hot rumor right now.
You want to bet?
On whether they trade Odell Beckham?
I don't think he gets traded.
So what do you think happens?
I think he stays and they finally try to move on from Eli. Because mm-hmm. I think that's what's holding him back.
Yeah.
I think all the tension in New York has to do with the fact that they've been letting Eli Manning linger around for like 10 years just because of two nice little playoff runs mm-hmm. and mediocrity everywhere else. I think as soon as Eli Manning goes and the Giants move past him, I think the tension's gone. I don't think Odell's going to get traded. So then it comes down to Antonio Brown to the New England Patriots.
Right.
But you're going to have a
new quarterback, new young quarterback. You're going to have Saquon Barkley. No, I know I just said, you know, Odell's still pretty young and you need a veteran presence out there. But what if is that more important than, you know, two first rounders and two third rounders, which you would have? Because you could make the deal with the Patriots? Can you imagine the Giants with what they have already in their young core and two firsts and two thirds?
I think the Patriots having a bunch of draft picks scares me more than them having Odell Beckham Jr. though, or Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but see, they're like, you talk about, you know, win now mode. Obviously, they've been to, you know, what, three of the last four Super Bowls or whatever it was.
Lost count.
Yeah, and Tom Brady's not going to play forever. I know some people thought he would retire last year, then they thought he would retire this year. They're going to say, okay, bring us OBJ. And by the way, you know, that as I mentioned at the top, you honestly think they're going to say, well, it was a good run. We'll see a Gronk. We'll try to, you know, bust 500 this year. No, they're going to try to win another Super Bowl, and they can do it with OBJ.
And the other thing that the Patriots have shown, just to go on your side of things and have an understanding, is the last 2 years they've tried to get a vertical threat.
Yeah.
I mean, they traded a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, that's right. They traded a first-round.
And then they traded Brandon Cooks and got a first-round pick right back.
Yeah.
And then they traded for Josh Gordon last year when it seemed like nobody wanted to trade for him.
Mm-hmm.
So they've shown the last 2 years that a vertical threat is important to them. Now, they lost Brandon Cooks because they traded him, and they lost Josh Gordon because he can't lay off the Marahucci.
Mm-hmm.
But this would be the third straight year that they've shown that they need a vertical threat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to trade a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks, what are you willing to trade for Odell Beckham Jr. or Antonio Brown?
What about a first this year and a first next year?
Two firsts?
The Giants have reportedly asked for two firsts. Now, they didn't get it when they were trying to deal him. But the Patriots trying to win another Super Bowl with no Gronk, a first this year and a first next year? How could the Giants
Say Brandon Cooks was traded for a first, it puts it in perspective.
Right, exactly.
But Odell Beckham Jr. does make $20 million.
And we had a couple of texts, you know, the Giants would never do that. That's the most tired argument there is. If you're not trying to get the best deal available, then you
What do the Giants care about the Patriots?
Exactly. They're not going to play them. The only place they could play him is in the Super Bowl.
I mean, the Browns gave away Josh Gordon to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you mean? So the Giants are so petty that they're in the NFC and the Patriots are in the AFC, and they're just going to say, we're not going to trade Odell Beckham Jr. to the Patriots, who might be offering the best deal?
And just think about, like, the business that you would be doing, the bad business that you would be doing. You're saying, no, we don't want to trade him to the Patriots so they can win another Super Bowl. And, you know, there's a 1 in 1,000% chance that we actually face the Patriots in the Super Bowl, or 200, whatever you want to put on it. And you're not taking two first-round picks? Then you should be fired as a general manager. You're not taking two first-round picks because you might, on a long shot, face them somewhere down the road.
Coming up next, Texans have free agents that they have to make decisions on, including the Honey Badger and Kareem Jackson. We're going to do the world-famous In the Loop Think No Fear Texans Free Agent Edition. You're in the loop on a hump day with Landry and Lopez on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.